This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A new survey shows most Colorado educators say they're overworked and under attack, and that's affecting the quality of education. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Critical staff shortages and more students with behavioral needs has left teachers overworked and stressed out. That's according to a report from the Colorado Education Association. Nearly a third have changed their curriculum based on the current political climate, including censoring materials and eliminating books. Angel Givler is a literacy teacher in El Paso County.
We cannot afford to stand idly by as our schools lose passionate and skilled teachers due to burnout and frustration.
Though teachers are excited that state lawmakers are considering eliminating K-12's yearly budget shortfall, the move would only bring schools to 1989 funding levels. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Leaders in Colorado's Black community are asking the state to do a comprehensive study on the legacy of slavery and discriminatory laws and practices in Colorado. CPR's Ben Berkland.
Backers say the goal is to bring all the data together in order to quantify and better understand systemic injustice against the Black community. Democratic Representative Jennifer Bacon will be one of the main sponsors of a bill to create the study. She says the ultimate idea is to use it as a roadmap for policy changes.
Were we not intentionally targeted for the first couple hundred years of this country to be intentionally kept out of places? So what would it mean for us to think about to be intentionally included?
The bill is a top priority for the legislature's Democratic Black Caucus, but supporters say they don't expect it to be an easy discussion to have at the statehouse. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Metro Denver and Colorado Springs with highs in the 30s today should be not as cold tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.